Welcome to the 209th episode of the Cracked Die Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Holy smokes.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Rob's here. Everything's fine.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, the party can get started now.
Because the party don't start till Rob wants.
So what is happening? Do we have an opening life? All right, that's valid.
You know, life is happening.
Life finds a way.
I've started Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Ooh, how's that going?
I started in January and they were like, yes, okay, now tumble forward. And I was like, okay, I haven't tumbled forward since elementary school. And then they were like, all right, and now roll over backwards over your shoulder. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? So it took like several attempts and tries, and the instructor would have to come and like literally throw my legs over my shoulders and roll backwards. So that was a real experience for me. And now I am learning cool techniques on how to grapple people on the ground, and I think it's lots of fun, and I think everyone should do it.
This has been Heidi's essay on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as she enjoyed writing it.
Heidi, would you recommend everyone have someone throw their legs over their head?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. To the surprise of no one.
Yes, I do highly recommend. 10/10 would recommend.
I went to my first lightsaber tournament last weekend.
Nice.
Hey.
How was it?
It was really fun. My general goals were do not get carded. I did not. Don't finish dead last. I did not. They score you on how many points you score and also your style score. And I ended with a positive style score. So I was very proud of myself for my very first gonna go and hit people with lightsabers and get like graded on it experience.
Good job, Christine.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Check out Ludo Sport.
It was very interesting to watch. What I find funny is it started in Italy. So it's one of those weird tradition things where like they call the score in Italian, like when they hold their hand. So think of like kind of fencing, how they do points with the refs where they like keep score on their hands and show, but they have to do the Italian counting, which is the L for two. I found it very interesting and entertaining as, you know, an uncultured American, like, they're using that funny Italian language and finger counting.
You also have war names, so you can, you know, you register for things under your own name, but you also have like a nickname for you when you're fighting. And someone was a couple weeks before this finishing up their course to become an official, so you can actually like judge the matches and everything. And for a lot of the final matches, they do best of seven, so it goes up to four instead of up to three. So someone scores the final point of that, and he does, you know, like, oh, Italian four? So his nickname is now Quattro.
Nice.
That's a weird call sign on an X-Wing. Red five, standing by. Italian four, standing by.
Well, I mean, Quattro's already a character in Star Wars. He was that little junk merchant guy, right? With the big nose. And someone talks like that.
Wasn't that Watto?
Eh, who's to say?
I feel like quattrals are a species in Star Wars. Anyway, this is not a Star Wars podcast.
It's a Star Trek one.
I am excited for a Starfinder 2 whenever that comes out.
Yes, me as well. We talked about that a little bit last time or a couple times ago. But last time you guys made your way to the third floor of the Temple of All Gods, you found a dwarven woman who matches the description of the person you've been trying to find. Isra Embermead. And I didn't realize there was an L after the I, so it's I-L-S-S-R-A-H. Ilsra?
Surprising no one.
Well, fair. This just in, water is wet, sky is blue, Sean can't read fantasy names. More at 11.
Sean can't read, you can just end it there.
I read good.
Aww.
Look, I'm on Goodreads. Granted, my list to accomplish this year is all Dr. Seuss books, but I've graduated from the Sesame Street books.
I love book talk, and like one of the favorite videos I've seen is like reading fantasy books, and it's like she went to the town of Shishifer.
Anyway, so you found Embermead, and she had two iron golems. However, you have dispatched one of them, sadly. And now it is the start of round three, and it is Twin Talon's turn.
All right. So Twin Talon has this one in front of him. Twin Talon is invisible and hasted at this point. And looks like this golem is on fire and also slow and blind, maybe?
They have three persistent fire. They are off guard to you. They are slowed too, and they are blinded. So, you know, no big deal. They get one action next turn.
It's probably fine.
All right, well, I guess I'll attack the golem. Oh, that's a 45 to hit.
Yeah, let's just start off with a crit.
Sheesh.
Hell yeah.
You know, let's just start that way.
If you're going to start off with a crit.
I mean, start with a bang.
Lodged in the bone. Crit effect. The target takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Woof.
They are immune to bleed effects. Sorry about that. He, in fact, was not sorry about that.
It's still double damage.
And just so you all remember, it is immune to bleed, death effects, disease, doomed, drained, fatigue, fire, healing magic, mental magic, necromancy, non-lethal attacks, paralyzation, poison, sickened, and unconsciousness. You learn that it was harmed by acid magic, healed by fire magic, and slowed by electricity magic, which is why Twin Talon continuously stabs it with its dagger.
That is 78 damage.
78! Okay.
Ow!
In Uzoras, that would be 78. Also, it needs to make a fortitude save.
Yeah.
Or be deafened. My weapon, when it crits, if there was another enemy close enough, the electricity would jump to it and needs to make a fortitude save or be deafened. And 35 it rolled. That's fine.
All right. Well, that was your first action. Did you add your debilitating strike? Because it definitely has that on there.
I did.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll attack again.
Okay, but what if you stab Brianna instead?
And I could. That's 39 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. That is an additional 39 points of piercing damage.
Plus Ooze Aura.
Yes, sorry. So that's 43.
43. Would you like to describe your murder?
Yes. Holy shit.
Yeah. Twin Talon, this invisible force, stabs the golem in its knee and basically knocks the pin out that holds the D together. And as it's kind of swinging around on one leg, he attacks it again and dislodges its head from its shoulders and it just kind of falls apart on the ground.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. You have one action left.
I've got two actions left, motherfucker. I'm hasted.
Hasted.
Oh, you are.
Chase that bitch.
Okay. So I would like to use my last two actions to end up behind Embermead. And then Tesani will flap up next to her as well. So Twin Talon skirts around her invisibly to the north, and Tesani moves up to her east.
All right. Is that it?
That is it, yes.
All right. Rob, it is your turn.
Okay, I see nothing because I'm in the stairwell, I guess. Okay, I'm going to go east. I think that's back into the room, or I'm going upstairs. I'm not sure.
That's going down the stairs. You have to go west and then north.
Okay, one move. Still see nothing.
Wait, you don't see anything?
I mean, I can see people. I just can't see bad guys. Now I see a bad guy, I think.
Yep, that's definitely a person with ill intentions towards you.
Okay, and since I'm down to one move, because it took me two moves to get over here, I'm going to use a magic missile. Maximum level. So we'll cast it at level 7.
Okay. So you see the magic missiles hit her directly in the chest.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
However, a necklace around their neck glows, and it does not seem to affect them at all.
Gosh darn it.
Well, I'm out. See ya.
Get that necklace off of her.
Yeah, I never thought that piece of equipment would come into play, and it did.
Lo and behold.
I know. Okay, that's your turn.
Yep, two move actions and a magic missile.
All right, it is Ilsra Embermead's turn, and she is going to move.
He's having a stroke. Quick.
Yes, they're going to move. They're going to move. That's what they're going to do. And these stairs are going down. So that's it. That's all they can do. They moved three times and got to the stairs, which are difficult terrain. All right. Next up is Brianna.
Brianna will say, oh, no, you don't. And remember how fucking slow she is. So let's see how far I can get.
We move 25, right?
Yeah.
Which is slightly faster, or maybe the same speed as our person that we're trying to chase.
Same speed.
So, I don't want to measure, I want to move. That was 25. There's another 25. And then should I shoot her with my javelin for my last action?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it comes back to you, so.
Yeah, bring it on back now.
Alrighty then. I choose to shoot her as I'm flavor running. So Brianna is charging. She goes, oh no, you don't. She will level her javelin. And hopefully this will do something. How's a 42?
That's a hit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, for 17 points of damage.
Ow, do not like.
And that's my turn.
All right, Christine, it is Soraya's turn.
So Soraya is going to run up about 10, 15 feet for her first action because she is just outside of Soraya's 60-foot bomb range. And then I have some frost vials made up, so I'm going to use those because they reduce your speed when you get hit with them.
Nice.
I would not like that.
I would, so that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Even more reason to do it.
Exactly. 42.
That will hit.
Hell yeah.
So she will take the 21 frost damage, cold damage, along with the 3 splash and a 10-foot speed penalty.
Cool. Not really.
And then I'm going to do it again.
All right.
Oh!
What happened?
Critical miss.
No!
I'm a hero point that because I can.
Yeah, might as well.
I rolled even lower. Wow.
So on the first roll, you rolled a 10. On the second one, you rolled a 4.
I can see that.
But our audience can't. So I wanted to share the joy with them.
Range. If you made a thrown attack, you instead throw an object from your gear determined randomly by the GM.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say instead you threw your hat of disguise at them.
That's hilarious.
Sure. Like, that wasn't even on the bandolier. Jasper, what did you do?
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, it's like, I thought it was funny.
He just pokes his head out of her sleeve where he's been living. Right.
Not the time.
All right. Heidi, it is your turn.
All right. Sean, I'm currently raging. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I would first like to move up. And then I would like to do a sudden charge. And I would like to attack this lady.
So that's double move and make an attack.
I strike with my battle axe.
40 will hit.
All right. Suck it, lady. 39 damage.
Oof. Okay. Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Top of round 4. It is Twin Talon's turn.
Okay. So Twin Talon is going to move to the west to get an eyeball on this lady. And then he will attack. And she is off guard to him.
No, thank you.
I would like to have a hero point and reroll that natural 1.
Okay. Well, you have 3, so go ahead and reroll.
All right. How about a 39?
That is a hit, but not a crit.
All right. So that is 37 points of damage.
Nice.
And then for my 4th action, I will attack again.
Jeez.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
That's a 43 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Nice.
Yeah, yo.
Okay. Tongue piercing. The target must succeed at a DC 5 flat check to cast spells with the verbal component until healed.
God, you're killing me, Smalls.
So stab her right in the mouth.
Ouch.
Arrgh. And she gets stabbed and she's like trying to, it's like, what the hell? And as she's talking, I stab her right in the mouth.
I almost feel bad. Almost.
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 That is 94 points of damage, and I didn't get myself 4 points from last time either.
Plus the extra 4.
Plus the extra 8 from, 4 and then 4 again.
Yes.
Also, she needs to make a fortitude save.
Oh my god.
Sean, you sound exasperated.
I just have a cool character and can't do anything. I'm not saying I want a TPK, but I'm just saying Matt has like 6 of them under his belt at this point, so.
I do not. I've got 2 or 3 at most.
We're in book 2.
Yeah, and they were all like book 1.
For more context, watch Absalom in Order on Twitch every 3 Saturdays.
Yes. Or if Sean fails to show up or anyone else, then watch Evening Region on Twitch every 3 Saturdays.
All right. Are you done?
No. Also, now she's off guard and took for everyone, by the way.
Oh, great. Let's make her easier to hit.
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
if you're our friend.
No, you're all mean. You're all jerk.
Taking my dice and going home.
And then Taisani is going to move.
I love how the threat level on this combat went from extreme to low.
Oopsie.
So Taisani swoops down the steps and lands behind Ilsra Embermead and makes squawking sounds. Puffs herself up real big so she can't walk past her.
Atta girl.
All right, that's my turn.
All right. Rob, it is your turn.
All right. So I'm going to walk forward towards the quarry.
The quarry?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have bad memories of the quarry.
We do have bad memories of the quarry. But I do believe he means it in a sense as the prey.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to cast a phantasmal killer on the bad guy.
Ooh. Oh, God. Okay.
The phantasmal killer is going to look like 20 toes.
Oh, goodness. Okay. What do you need from me?
I need a DC 33 will save, please.
All right. Here comes the will. 47.
That would be, what, a critical, I guess?
Yeah.
So you're unaffected.
Nothing happens.
Meh.
This person is frustrating. Okay, go on.
You do have hero points, don't you?
Hate spending them. All right, fine. I'll spend it.
All right. I will reroll and keep the lower. 47.
What?
I rolled a 17 on the first roll and a 19 on the second roll.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
Boo.
Yikes.
Plus 30.
This is why I don't use hero points. Okay, never mind.
But Rob, if you don't use them, you'll lose them.
They pile up in my cave.
Until you get three, then you just don't get any more, so.
I have mountains of them. I don't understand what you guys are talking about. I bathe in them.
He's investing them on the hero point exchange. He's taken a bunch of the chains he's found in here and put his hero points on them and then put them in a block. So he calls it the blockchain.
I love this joke.
All right. It is Ysra Embermead's turn. And she is getting stabbed in all sorts of areas, but doesn't know where it's coming from because Twin Talon is greater invisible. So instead, she will punt.
You said she'll punt?
I quit.
Yes. She'll do what's called hammer the chain on Ooh. And she strikes at the target. So let me see if I hit. That is a 47 to hit.
Can you reroll that?
I can. I'm going to take a hero point. That's a critical, by the way.
Yes, yes. Do that.
So rerolling and keeping the lower. That is a 40, which is a regular hit.
That's fine.
Well, it kind of isn't. And then, if I hit, she also draws out her light hammer and makes a melee strike with it.
What?
37. So they both hit.
Jeez.
Makes a strike with it against the same target and immediately returns it to her belt. She then resumes her grip on her sword. Both strikes count towards Ysra's multiple attack penalty, but the penalty doesn't increase until both strikes have been made. If the hammer strike hits, deal damage as normal. Make a fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save. Doo-doo. 30.
That is a failure.
Curses.
I'm going to not fucks with that just yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I want to hang on to my hero points.
All right. So you are clumsy and stupefied for 1 minute.
All right.
1 minute?
Good Lord.
That is the failure. Yeah.
Jeez.
And here comes the damage. And they get added together in the case of damage reduction.
What kind of sword does she have, by the way?
Oh, it is a flaming sword. You can't really tell the shape of it. It kind of looks like a... Okay, this is a weird description, I'm aware. But it looks like a sharpened fire poker. Like, she took a fire poker and added a blade to it. It's called a flesh roaster, if you'd like to know the actual name.
23 damage with flesh roaster. It's just got some tags on it that I'm trying to figure out what kind of sword it is. There's disarm, finesse, and trip on it.
Oh, you know what? Actually, looking at her picture, it doesn't look like it's a sword, even though it's called a sword. It looks like it's a chain with a blade at the end. That's weird. So Ooh takes 47 points of damage. That was her first action.
Oh, you smacked me. Stop smacking me.
That's never what I've heard Ooh say before.
Bad Dutch. I didn't like that.
Well, now you know what a bad Dutch is.
All right, second action. I can only move 15 feet.
Wait, was that one action?
No, that was two actions. I have one more action.
Okay. Also, you can't step on the stairs, unfortunately.
No, I know. Oh, and I got a flat check to cast things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! All right. Well, I'm going to attempt to cast shield. So let me make my DC 5 flat check. 18, okay. So then I cast shield.
Sounds lame.
All right, that is the end of her turn and possibly her life. Haya, it is your turn.
That seems likely, honestly.
Before I go, can I get a recheck on Ooze conditions?
Yes, you may. Ooze is currently clumsy one, stupefied one, has a Marshall's aura, and is raging.
Okay.
Also, before Haya goes, I noticed at the end of last turn that she was drained one, enfeebled one, stupefied two. And she's still drained one, enfeebled one, stupefied two. Did any of those go down one in between turns?
No, those last for a minute. It's from the golems, I believe.
All right.
Okay, so for my first action, Brianna will not doubt herself and move up next to... Wait, am I on the railing here?
Yeah, you're walking on the railing there.
She hops up on the railing and...
You're doing a sick grind. If you can ollie off of it, you'll be good.
I'll move up next to Ooh and cast Battle Medicine, which I do not believe I've done today for her.
No, you have not.
And if I successfully cast Battle Medicine, because I'm a Paragon, I reduce the condition of Clumsy by one.
Ooh, that'll help a lot, because that's the physical attack stuff.
Yeah.
AC and reflex saves.
Thanks, baby. I'll thank you later.
You just did. Just hold on. So let us roll. So 23 hits the first increment since we have that house rule. My brain is short-circuiting right now, so it's a regular success.
Yes, on a level one, it'd be 2d8.
So sorry, it's not much, but at least it'll remove your herps. I got your herp.
I feel great. This is great.
And unfortunately, I don't have reach.
You do have a javelin, though.
I do have a javelin, so that's what I'm going to do. Duck! And she will attack with her javelin as her final. Oh, gosh darn it. And critically miss.
Would you like to hero point that?
Yeah, might as well.
Delicious, delicious hero points.
Come on, Brianna. How many do I have? I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
You have two.
Okay. And that's just a regular miss.
Yes.
So I guess she heard my duck. She's like this? I'm like, you bitch.
You skewer Tasani against the back wall.
No.
No. No.
That would be if I critically missed.
Yes.
Not allowed. That's my buddy.
That's the only time the not my pony card would come into play. That is a critical miss that hurts an animal companion or familiar.
I don't like... And that's my turn.
All right, Christine, Soraya's turn.
All righty. She's still at a pretty good vantage point. She's not that concerned. We're going to throw some more fun things at her, at Miss Ilstra here. So why do I only have moderate alchemist fires? Why didn't I not do breeders? That's weird. Anyway, let's keep going with the frost vials. First one. Are you kidding me?
Critical miss.
Ugh, dang it.
Yeah, that was a nat one. I have one more hero point, I believe.
You have two.
Okay, cool. Well, I seriously just rolled a three or something.
Yep, and that's still a critical miss.
I'm aware, because I rolled a three. How do you get the 17s and 19s and I get the threes? How? This doesn't seem fair. I take 1d4 persistent bleed damage. It's called notched fingers. I'm going to assume it's more like broken vial.
Yeah.
Let me just put that 1d4 bleed on you. Oh, love this. 1d4.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Evil has been applied.
She's going to move closer, I guess, because apparently.
Clearly she needs to.
Yeah, apparently there's just something is messing with her right now. What else can I even do? Not a whole lot.
Can you go another 10 feet, Christine?
Not in the same movement. Why?
One step forward in difficult terrain would put you in Ooze aura.
Yeah. I was moving on a diagonal, so like I might have been able to get here in a straight line, but whatever you say, DM.
I'll let you take it.
Okay.
Don't say I never did nothing for you.
No, you just never give me hero points.
I don't give anyone hero points. It's fine.
I know you don't. And I'm gonna... We'll try again. I'm just gonna lob it. I'm gonna try my best to actually...
Get it right between four of your friends.
No, I just have to go over a couple people's heads.
32.
That is a miss.
Dang it.
That's a regular miss. That's a 13 on the die. That's my three actions. I'm done.
Is there a splash on that?
Does she take the splash? Yes. There's always three splash.
All right. Well, we'll take three splash then. All right. Next up is Ooh.
All right. Since we are so very, very close, I would like to smash this bitch to pieces.
Yeah, get her.
All right. Before you do that, Christine, can you roll a recovery check for your bleed?
Oh, that's right. I just roll a flat 20.
Yep. Listed right there under roll recovery.
Nope.
Oh, man.
All right. Now you may smash this person to pieces.
You can say bitch. Just say it.
No.
Seems like a trap.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can say it. Just say it.
It's really okay. We don't mind.
Do it. Do it.
Just hovering my hand over the cancel button. Hold on a second.
I would like to re-roll that because that was a 2 on the die for 29.
Yes, that is a critical miss. So go ahead. You may use your hero point.
32 to hit.
That is a miss. Regular miss.
All right. Well, she's so distracted by this whipping thing that she done got whipped with. And she goes and strikes again. 35?
Also a miss.
Oh, man.
Curses.
It was so shiny and spiky. And then Brianna's love done flowed over me with all that healing energy.
Yep. That's what it is.
So she tries to strike again. 37 to hit.
Miss.
No, that's a natural 20, Sean.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
It's a regular hit, not a crit.
I would like to reactive murder when she's done.
Again, this rule only comes up at higher levels, but you roll the natural 20, which upgrades your miss to a hit.
All right.
Love it.
30 damage.
All right. 30 damage.
34.
All right. 34 damage.
I would like to hero point that. 31 I just rolled.
31, that's a miss.
That's a fake fucking number.
Roll one more time, Matt. Oh!
Ugh, so close, though.
So close. So close.
Nah, that's just a 34.
All right. That's your turn, isn't it, Heidi?
That's my turns.
All right. Top of round 5. Twin Talon. Matt, it is your turn.
All right. So Twin Talon is actually going to move himself to the north a little bit. So he's directly west of Ilstra Embermead. And then he will attack her again. That's a 45 to hit.
That's a hit.
And I'm going to add the +4 from Ooh. That's 44.
44 damage. Would you like to describe your kill?
Hell yeah, come on.
Thank God.
Oh, wow. All right, Twin Talon just positions himself where she's like whipping around looking to see like where these attacks are coming from. She's dodging Ooh, and that's her fatal mistake. She was focused too much on Ooh, and Twin Talon just slips that blade right under her throat and slits her throat.
Woo!
And as she grabs her neck with both hands, just gurgling, blood squirting through her fingers, she collapses to her knees and then onto her face.
All right. In our Discord, I just sent you a picture of Ilstra Embermead with the flesh roaster.
Is that a spiked chain? Is that what that is?
That's what it looks like.
She also looks like she's from the Fire Nation.
Yeah, she does.
Like, she's got the top knot and the little ponytail decorator. Like,
also, her light hammer, which is what you said that she drew to, like, smack us, looks enormous.
Oh, no, it's huge. I know.
It's like the size of a mailbox. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It looks like she's brought her mailbox with her or stolen somebody's mailbox and is beating us with it.
That is amazing.
All right. So that will end the combat. As the combat energy subsides, you feel a waft of heat coming from the stairs.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, should we take a moment to rest? Do we need to before we head down?
I'm a little damaged.
I'm all right.
Actually, Christine.
Oh, I need to make another recovery check.
Yeah, give me a flat check.
That was an 8.
All right.
I'm just going to keep rolling until I pass, and then we'll do the damage. 14.
Nope, DC 15.
20.
There you go.
Phew.
So 3d4 worth of damage, 9 points of damage.
Well, if anybody would like some healing, I'll happily take care of you all. Also, she'll point to Embermead, like, we didn't want her alive for questioning.
We can speak to the recently deceased, can't we?
I've read this book of forbidden knowledge I found in a cellar.
Why am I not surprised?
I thought
thought that would let you summon a retinue of ghouls.
eventually.
That's later on. Yeah.
All I heard was healing.
Yeah. Twin Talon is going to be one of you in that healing circle, but he's going to drag Embermead's body to wherever we're doing that so he can rifle through her pockets while getting healed.
Yeah. Y'all said healing, and all I'm thinking is that sexual healing. And then you said on the stairs, girl, let's go. No, just me? All right, well.
Oh, remember when you literally just said bad touch? And how at some point we did talk about consent?
Yes. No, I heard all that. I'm waiting for it. I'm just offering.
Well, it is appreciated, but nope. No, thank you. Still no.
All right, I'll get you, girl. Don't worry.
Consent.
I'll wait for you.
I don't feel like I'm old enough for this conversation. I'm going to go in the backpack.
You're not hurt, knife sword?
No, I don't seem to be hurt.
Okay.
Just going to go in the backpack while you guys finish the adult talk. All right, I'll be back. Bye.
What is he doing there?
I don't ask anymore. I'm too scared.
All right. So, Matt, as you search Embermead's body, you find the flesh roaster, which is a 4-foot length of chain covered with barbs and has spikes on one or both ends.
It doesn't know what it is. It says one or both ends. Not sure.
Yes.
Direction's unclear. Got Dick stuck on a spike.
A +1 striking returning light hammer. +2 resilient adamantine breastplate.
That might be nice for Ooh.
A brooch of shielding.
Oh, that's what that was.
This brooch automatically absorbs magic missile spells targeting you. A brooch of shielding can absorb 30 individual missiles, 4 sets of manacles, and a religious symbol of Droskar.
It looks like an anvil with a middle finger scribbled on it.
Or do we want to bring it and cast it into some fire somewhere and destroy it?
Or submit it as evidence?
I hear Mount Doom is good this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Quite lovely, honestly.
We are punchy this morning.
We really are.
Pow, pow, pow.
One does not simply walk and throw away an emblem.
I will do it. I will take the emblem to them.
And my axe.
And my mailbox.
In the meantime, Brianna is healing everyone. So as you search around this room, you also see that this is the holy area dedicated to Torag. This smithy is at least twice the size of Droskar's forge that you pass through downstairs. And as you look on to one of the anvils in the room, you see a chisel.
Can I roll crafting to determine anything more?
You need to use identify magic, which is arcana, nature, occultism, or religion.
Well, you know how much I love rolling religion. Surrender or not surrender?
That is the question. Whether it is more noble to suffer the slings and arrows of...
I rolled a 37.
You're not quite sure what this is, but as you look at it, you do see a holy symbol and an archway on it.
Right.
Is it just one archway or two archways?
Just one on there.
Okay.
Does this archway, by any chance, look like an Ayudara?
If you squint, yes. But that's only because it's very small. You also see that there is a circle with a finger pointing on it.
Like, at you?
Yes.
That looks familiar to the player. Motherfucker, what is that? Is that Elseta?
It is not Elseta.
It does not look familiar to me, but it's like rainbow circle with a finger. Left side is looks like night. Right side is day. Oh, it's E.T.
It kind of does. Christine, as Saraya looks at this, you do recognize that this is an elven holy symbol for an ancient elven deity.
Okay. Oh, this is, oh, what's the name? What is it?
I almost called her Finderella.
I assume this is rolled using my elven lore.
Finderladlara.
Finderladlara.
You recognize this as the elven goddess of art and, hold on, Matt, architecture. She believes in preserving tradition and prefers innovation over the creation of something entirely new. She actively supports the preservation of elven culture through the protection of their art and historic building. While she is a good goddess, she often comes off as aloof, particularly to younger non-elven races. She is known to judge their work harshly and never answer the prayers of a non-elf.
Wow, racist.
A little bit.
I mean, elves, yes.
Yeah.
And where did we find that?
So is its only function to open the Ayudara?
No. You know that this is a key. There is definitely another function to it, but you haven't quite rolled high enough to figure out what that is.
And what do we need to roll?
Any of the magics. Arcana, nature, occultism, or religion.
Can I follow up my lore roll with an arcana roll to see if I can puzzle it together?
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't matter. Twin Talon got it. Natural 20.
Woohoo!
You.
Architecture. Let me see that.
So this is called the Guiding Chisel. It is the portal key to Duskgate. But as Alceta's ring faded from the collective memories of the elves, the chisel became known and used exclusively for its other abilities. Eventually, elven emissaries gave it to the dwarves of Sagarak as a gesture of friendship. You gain a +3 item bonus to crafting checks related to stonemasonry. In addition, it takes you only 1 day to craft items using the guiding chisel instead of 4 days, and you quadruple the discount you get for spending additional days crafting items with the guiding chisel. Activate takes 10 minutes once per day. After you embed the guiding chisel in the ground and imagine a building, after 10 minutes, you remove the chisel and the building appears. The building can take any shape you wish, filling up continuous 10-foot cubes within 1,000 feet of the chisel. The building lasts until you use the chisel to create another building. This building has the structure trait.
So you jam the chisel in the ground, think about a building, pull it out, and it just appears, and it's permanent until you use it again to make another building?
Yep.
Awesome.
I'm just waiting for a knife sword to just be like stabbing the backpack with it. Like, no, do what I want.
Of the things we found so far, like the keys, there's like the arrowhead, which I don't think we ever used. I guess it's kind of useful. Like you can reroll range attacks, whatever. But the guiding chisel, like it's very practical for rebuilding the citadel. And also anytime we're like, we need to camp for the night, we could just stick it in the ground and imagine like a fortified structure and then just walk inside of it.
And then put knife swords yurt inside of that.
Sure, sure.
For convenience.
Yes.
So many ideas.
Uh-oh. There is a sulfuric stench coming from where the heat is coming down those stairs there.
Silent but deadly. Ugh.
That wasn't me, I promise.
Okay, good.
Y'all would know if it was me. Onwards and downwards.
Well, unless we want to explore this room any further, do you guys feel like we should, or?
Is there anything else to find here, Sean, or have we poked all the places?
You found everything.
There's nothing interesting about the golems?
No. You can tell that Embermead was the one who created them. However, the way you guys dispatched them, they are beyond repair at this point.
Well, I suppose if we are not going to explore any further, the best thing to do is to do exactly that. Move forward.
Down we go.
Do we open that door to the south?
I don't think we did, because I think we just came down the stairs.
Oh, no, you did not.
It's like a big door. Okay, can we check that out before we go to a different level?
Sure.
Okay, can I listen at the door?
Sure. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
32.
All right. You don't hear anything.
All right, Twin Talon will try to open the door.
It is unlocked. You see that the room in the other side here has crumbled down into nothingness. Like if you walk out and looked over the edge, you would see just the ground outside.
All right, Twin Talon, we'll close the door. Nope, nothing in there, just nothingness. All right, we should go downstairs.
Well, I guess so.
As you go down, the heat just starts to become oppressive.
Well, good thing we all have these rings of fire resistance.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? I'm very sweaty in this.
Full plate, yeah. I can imagine. I think we're all going to need thorough showers when we're done with this place.
I'll help.
What's up, Boo?
I said I would help.
Oh.
Of course you would.
Sorry, I didn't hear you over listening to this door. What do I hear, Sean? I rolled a 36 to listen at the door.
You hear shuffling.
I think someone's playing cards in there.
Stop it.
I think it's a riffle shuffle. Yes, that's what I hear.
I hate everything.
We should switch Taisani with someone else. Taisani doesn't need to be in the front of the party.
I'll take front.
And I'll be right behind.
Don't touch my butt.
I smack Ooze butt.
Woo!
All right, it sounds like there's something on the other side of this. So everybody ready?
As ready as we'll ever be. Brianna will raise her shield.
Ooh, we'll continue raging.
All right. Let me refresh Ooze rage and remove her stupefied. All right. So I'm actually going to be using a rule that we don't normally use. So I'm going to be using freedom units here instead of the more conventional metric system. It is somewhere between 115 to 139 degrees Fahrenheit down here.
Okay.
What?
So it's between 46 and 59 Celsius.
Oof. That's a Dubai summer.
It's the temperature of like a CPU.
Yes.
And you're feeling this heat radiate through the door.
I walked into a sauna like this once. It was hot.
Thank you.
Actually, it's a dry sauna. It is not like humid at all. Also, after about 4 hours, you will become fatwagged, just so you know.
What kind of combat are we going to get into that it's 4 hours long?
4 hours, I know. How many rounds is that?
4 × 10 × 60. So 40 times 60 is 2,400?
2,400, yeah. I think our listenership would drop off if we had a combat that long.
Yeah.
All right, let's open the door and be ready for combat. It's a fucking other room. It's a 10 by 10 room. Okay, great. I go to the next door.
We go from the anti-antechamber to the antechamber.
This is an anticlimactic chamber is what it is.
And we'll see you next week. No, I'm kidding.
God damn it.
Gosh darn it. Okay, so I will open the door again. Everybody want to shuffle up?
Nah, you're good. You got this.
Okay. You say I'm dead?
I'm in it. I'm here.
Good luck.
Take me with you.
So you see skeletal looking creatures here. They're dwarven sized. And I can't really give you much more than that, but they do not look happy at all. And as you open the door, actually, I need everyone to make a will save, please.
Is this against fear?
The tags are emotion, fear, and mental, so yes.
So do we get the benefit of... Oh, no, Ooze not Aura-ing, or is she Aura-ing at this point?
I am Aura-ing. Unlimited duration, plus one status bonus to saving throws against fear.
Okay, cool.
It's actually already calculated in there.
I mean, I could activate the Marshal's Aura. It's on the thing.
All right. Knife Sword is fine with a 32. Soraya is fine with a 38. Those are both regular successes. Twin Talon succeeds with a 29. Ooh and Brianna fail with 28 and 26, respectively. Would anyone like to use a hero point?
No, I'm not going to use mine.
Yeah, well, I used mine, and I critically failed that time, so.
All right, so Ooh and Brianna are frightened 2 with their regular fail. Everybody else is frightened 1 with their success. And that's just by looking at these creatures. Can you imagine having to fight them?
Are we going to find out next week, Sean?
You are.
See everybody next week.
Bye, friends.
You killed Embermead. You've dealt with the Scarlet Triad here. You should be happy.
All right, for real, though. Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, friends. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo Di Loreto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.